Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We had a machlokes, and we're holding today daf kuf beis, the bottom kuf aleph. The Rav said Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a kohen gadol. And when he said that, the mashmelus is, and the Gemara understands it, what does it mean that he was a kohen gadol? He was a kohen gadol for the whole 40 years. The whole 40 years, he was a kohen gadol, not merely for the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, but he was an acting kohen gadol for all 40 years. The Gemara now comes at the bottom that we have on the Kuf Aleph of the Beis Meisvei. Miriam Mehizgira. Well, it takes a kohen, when a person becomes a mitzvira, you have to be masker him, and we want to know, Miriam, who's the one, which kohen is the one? You have to be masker, but there had to be a kohen. Which kohen did it? In Tamar Moshe Hizkira, Moshe Zoharu. This is what we see over here. The Bryce is telling me, who's the one that did it? Was it Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is not authorized to go and to be maskir and mitzayra. The Zohar, a Zohar does not have the authority to pass it on the goyim, to see that a goyim and to quarantine a person. In time, who is it? Aaron Iskira. Maybe it was Aaron. In time, Aaron Iskira. Maybe Aaron is the one that did it. Aaron, her brother. Our car of a main car rides on a guy, you can't do it either. He's not authorized either. All right, but even without that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was a czar anyway, and Aaron can't do it either. Allah, Kavod Gadol, Chiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Miriam, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was Mechabed Miriam, Isa Shah, Ani Kayin Vani Maskira. I am a kohen, and I will be masking her. Ani chalta, I will make her be chalut. In other words, the last stage, the final stage of making a person a mitzvah, vadi petra, and I will potter her. Interesting thing, we don't really see that Miriam was a mitzvah buchlat. It could have been just a musker. Because that not every muskar becomes a mukhlat. Let's say, and not only that, the psukim seem to tell us that she was not a mukhlat. Because what does it say? How many?
7 days.
How many days? 7 days. Look, so 7 days, the first thing that happens is a muskar. Nothing happens, and you ponder if it stays the same. Then you become, then you close the person up another week. If it spreads, you make them a mukhlat. If there's healed skin in the middle, michya, say the chanabi, the same thing. Here it just says 7 days. We don't really find that she was a mitzvah mukhlat. And here the Gemara is telling us that she was a mukhlat also. So how the Gemara knows that? Why are we saying that? That's A. And then, what is the Gemara saying, Nachamon? The Gemara is telling us. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, Chelukah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lemiria, Oysa Shah, Adi Kayin, Adi Maskira, Adi Chalta, Adi Paitra. And Lamai said, what are we bringing all this for? Adi Chalam, Adi Huna, Katani, Beyes, Moshe, Zohar, V'Yetzar, Rayas, Hanagoyim. This we have this then, the Moshe Rabbeinu was czar. What's the point of bringing this price? Bring this, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a czar. The ain't czar rayas and a goyim. Don't think about it, no, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Shiny maris the goyim. No, maybe it was a kohen. But being a kohen is not enough to see the goyim. The iron of art of Ksuvim Beparsha. It has to be as a kohen. That it's even iron of art. And therefore, maybe he was a kohen. Like Rav said before, Rav said that he was a kohen. He was a kohen. This is, remember, this is the second year that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar. The, So therefore, maybe he was a Kohen, but Avol became, no, wait, this is the second or the 40th year that she became the Mitzrayim. This is in Chukas, right? So it's the end of Chukas. The end of Chukas. Chukas is the transitional parsha, of course, as we all know. Chukas starts off in the second year in the Midbar, and it ends up in the 40th year by Mechemes Mesichim V'yayk. Yeah, so over here, what we have is, the Chiddush that we have over here is, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was Taka Kayan. He was Taka Kayan, but he did, there was not Aaron Levadav, and not only does a person have to be a Kayan, he has to be from the lineage of Aaron Levadav. Aaron Levadav, so to declare, we have a Claire over here also. In this state of Aaron Levadav, how bad does it go? It goes by Nigei Ha'ar, where they're in the Goyim. What about, for example, the God of Karachas and Gabachas? What about Shechina Mechva? Shechina Mechva, will it be Shechina Mechva would also require Aaron Levadav? Or it's only by the Negoyim of the Ar where it changes color? That's a clear that we have. Or the hair. So we have a hair. What about Karachas and Gabachas? Those demon. What do we have? Do these demon apply by that too, or is it a unique halacha? By a bias also. Amar Amachem by Yitzchak. Shiny Maris Negoyim the Aaron Vod of Ksuvim Beparsha. But maybe he was a Kayan. May straight right the Gemara. Chomesh Smach Sitchis Smach Soisa Lisheva Yisera of Eretz Yisrael. On the day of Rosh Chodesh Nissan, there were five reasons for Elisheva to rejoice. Elisheva, the wife of Aaron, the daughter, Elisheva Bas Abinadav, the sister of Nachshon, there were five simchas that she had. Yisera, but I still more than everybody else, the other Bnei Yisrael. Yavama, her brother-in-law, Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech. Moshe Rabbeinu is a melech. He had a din melech. Vahimishur melech. I mean, even though we go there, it goes on, but one of the ways of Vahimishur melech is referring to the Pashtas is going to be Moshe. But Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech. And, he had a din of a malchus. There's a din of a melech. There could be a din of a malchus. Isha, her husband, Aaron, was the Kohen Gadol. Her husband was the Kohen Gadol. Binaskan, and her son, Elazar, was a skan. Then Binah Mashiach Muhammad, her son, Elazar, was the skan? The skan, again, what is the mean that's a skan? It's again, all going to be totally, remember, whenever we see that the term skan, what exactly does it refer to? Rashi always learns it. Rashi in Hurrius. Rashi in Titus. Rashi in Yuma. Says that the skan always refers to the substitute. An event that the Kohen Gadol will become Tomei in Yom Kippur. On the other hand, the Rambam learns that it's not like that. The Rambam holds that the Skan refers to the one that was always Meshavish, and he walks around with him all the time. Doesn't sound like the Rambam tells us in Kaya Migdash, it's not the covet that the Kohen Gadol should walk around the whole time by himself. And he always the escort of the Kohen Gadol. He was always there like the Shabbos of the Kohen Gadol. That's how the Rambam learns it always. That way, like we spoke about it when we learned Nazir. Isha Kaikanacham, Benaskat, Ben Benah, and then her grandson, Pinchas, was the Mashuch Mochaba. This is all talking about when again? The first year. Rosh Chodesh Nissan, right after the Shmini Lamei Lulim. That was the Rabbi Shmuel that the Masechet Balatayis brings. If we're saying it means a Mashul Machaba, it means that he was a Kayin. A Mashul Machaba has to be a Kayin. Then he didn't become a Kayin until 40 years later, Parshas Pinchas. So how does this work? How does it jive the chronology of what's taking place? And, you want to tell me so before it became, we made the Mila, even at about the other, he didn't become a Kayin Gadol until Yeshua's time. And that's why he said the Daskeinim Balatayis brings from the Rabbeinu Shmuel, who says that we have such a concept of a bifurcated Kayin. Maybe he was a Kayin only Lagabi being a Mashiach Mochaba at that point, but without portfolio. He was not going to be able to do the Avaida.
The Brisk.
What?
The Brisk.
The Brisk Kuna. Maybe that, so he's not going to be able to do Avaida. He could be a Kayin, Lagabi being Mashiach Mochaba, Lagabi certain Dinan. He won't be a Kayin, Lagabi doing the Avaida. Her brother Nachshon was the Nasi, Nachshon ben Aminadab, Elishema's brother. These were the simchas that she experienced toward Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Yeah. The Shemhava, the Adviya Nasi, the Nasi Shevet, and the Avela Shnevoneha. And she was an Avela Shnevoneha over there. But Ktani Meis, what do we see here? Yerav HaMelech says that her brother-in-law, the Shvager, was only a Melech. Why did it say Melech and King got a loaf? Hey, my Encherabi, maybe Af Melech. Maybe it's Af Melech. My Encherabi, maybe my Shira Beinu had the status of being a Kayin Gadol also. And then think about her, was he a Kayin? Was he a Kayin Gadol? Was he not a Kayin Gadol? It's a day. What do we have? Vayichar Raf Hashem B'Maisha. Says Vayichar Raf Hashem B'Maisha. The Rebbe Shmuel got angry. Much by Rabbi Yeshua, but Korcha Eimer. Whenever we have Korcha Reinaf Shabbat Eimer, whatever we find, the union of anger, Korcha Reinaf in the Torah, Nemar B'Raishim, it's always it's followed up with some kind of a reaction that's really implemented, not just a state of anger. It's an anger that manifests itself afterwards in some kind of an expression of exasperation. Nemar B'Raisha, V'zeloi Nemar B'Raisha. Here it does not say a Raisha. Shemini Choy Omer, Abzeh Nemar B'Raisha. Shenemar, Halo, Aaron, Ochicha, Halevi, Havalo, Koyin, who, what do you mean? When say, I was a Koyin. Havalo, he was a Koyin. So what do you mean he was a Levi? Ochikamer, Ania Marti, what it's a reference to is, Ata Koyin, V'hu Levi. You, Moshe, are a Kayin, and he's a Levi. But, Afshav, who Kayin, beyond a Levi. He takes over the Kahuna, now you're going to be a Levi. It's a demotion. It's a demotion on your part. The Chachomim Lemon, Levi Skayin, Moshe, Allah Shivasi Mehavi Bumim Bilcha. He was this Kayin. He was a Kayin. He was an acting Kayin, only for the Shivasi Mehavi Bumim. The Yeshai ben Lepaska Kahuna, Ela Mizaro Shel Moshe. He was not a temporary Kayin. He was a Kayin, period. Except that by his progeny, his descendants, that's where it stopped. They did continue. Ela Mizaro Lepaska Kuna Ela Mizaro Shel Moshe. Shenehemar Moshe Mishalakim. Bud of Yikru Al Shevet Alevi. The Eimer of Yemoshev Yar, of the Eimer of Yemoshev Yar and Mechayan Lov, the Shmuel Bekari Shabbai. Now, what is this thing? Why are you bringing another pasuk? It would seem to be because what do you comes up to prove it again for? The Chitema, what are you going to say? Ladiris, good exiv. And maybe it's saying, it's coming to say Ladiris. Maybe it's Ladiris. Ladiris, it's telling me Ladiris. He was getting also kind of the Eimer, no. Moshe V'Aaron, M'chayanav. Moshe V'Aaron. He himself, Taka, was a Kayin. But the future generations, he was not a Kayin.
Why didn't he rebuke the Kohen?
What?
Why didn't he not rebuke the
Kohen
if he was really a Kohen?
Well, that's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Even if we hold the Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen, so that's what it says, because he was found, it was the acting Kohen. The Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, what?
Even if, so on the side of it's temporary,
yeah.
It wasn't the full Kohen.
It wasn't, yeah. Yes. That was it, yeah.
And that if he really
became a Kohen for 40 years. That is Hanabi. That was going not like that. Yeah, but that would seem to be, yeah. Yeah. The Choch HaRayim Av Sheba Torah Nemar Bo Roshem. Is that true? That wherever it says HaRayim Av, it always refers to a reaction book. See, but Yetze Be'im Paro B'choriyof. And the Lord level of Bibi doesn't seem to be followed up by anything. He hit him, slapped him. Did Rishlokish say that he treated Paro by slugging him? Here you went to meet him as Fasay of Yomar, Rishlokish, he's the Madomar, they were saying to him, what does Rishlokish say? Melechu, the Hasbirlai Panim. He's a Melech and treat him with respect, given the deferential treatment. But if you have Omar, no Roshu, he's one of both. So what happened? Rishlokish is saying over here he was Sotro. And now we're saying he's Lord Melechu and you have to treat him deferentially. Do what we should do. We're switching around Rabbi Yechonah Rishlokish. So according to this, what will happen? According to the Maskud, how do you treat a Melech Rasha? You treat a Melech Rasha with COVID or not? With Mar Sein Echadami. Amrav Yanai, Yoilam Deheyemis Malchus Alecha. Should always be revered. Or the Amos Malchus should be upon you, like it says, Yardu Chalavodecha, Eli Eli, the Ilulidi Dei, like a Omar Lai. Here it says again, Yardu Avodecha, Eli Eli, yes, it's going where? It's going by. He didn't say to Paro. Pardon me?
Even though he included
Paro. But Avo became, he gave him a certain derech eretz. See the way Rashi says a little bit over here. The ilul of the day like ka'obar lei, the ardu elai, the shnachavisali. What it say? What will it say? The ilul of the day, he didn't say, you will come and bow down. I'd have to show this respect because you'll see what happened, the nest that happened, that everybody's dying, all the Mechayrim are dying. So he didn't say you, he didn't give a direct affront to Paro himself. He didn't say to him, he says, Yardu Eli, all the Avodim, but not you. Yardu Eli, Mishpachavisa, Li Leymar. The Avagav, even though we say it like that, Havan Dixiv, Vekra Moshe Liara, Lila, but Yaber Kubu, Abba became the Svatim, what we're talking with the day like a Omar like. From Yechon and Omar, Mehacha, we find over here where it says, Mayacha, and Elio, Vayada Shem Haisa, El Eliyahu, Vayashades Musna Vayorots Lifnei Achav, he was Mechab and Achav. He went before him, even though Achav was a Russian. Of course, there's a difference. Do you have to be Mechabit? There's a big difference between Achav and Paro. Is he Yid and a Goy? Right. So Here we see that he was Mechavid Achav, even though he was a Russia, he was a Yid that was a Russian.
Correct.
He got, that's right, there's a Tumim. The Tumim says that there's no Chiv Kavid to a Melech Russia from a Yisrael. So, Kasha is from here. If a person is a guy, is a Russia, it's one thing. A Yisrael is supposed to know better. Israel is supposed to know better than he can have different. Frankly, the Kasha from over here on the Tumim. Tumim says that if he's a Melech Yisrael who's a Rashi, you don't have to be Mechabit him. The Kasha is from here. Amarula Bikish Vaisha Malchus. He wanted Malchus, and Malchus was not given to him. Well, he became a Melech. Remember, Yavam a Melech. He had it, didn't Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech. Yehoshua says Yehoshua was about how to deal with a Melech. But when Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted Malchus not to look for a Pashto reason. He wanted the Malchus that should not disappear from him. He should remain by him.
He wanted
a dynasty. I'll take very Halayim. Being Halayim, when he uses the connotation, the word Halayim, it has a connotation of Malchus. Vein Halayim Ela Malchus Shemim Biyonechi Hashem Elohim. Kevisariyad Halayim. Loim all beings and I come to this point with Malchus. Masim Rava Rabbi Yishmael Eimer Yivam HaMelech. Amar Rava Loi Ola Zara Koma. Halayim and Iksiv. Halayim, the means for Dairis. Vagab Mishol Iksiv. Havei Oin Halayim. Ish. Who in Zara lo? Means what again? So again, it refers again to him, not to his progeny. About the Malchus. He himself would have Malchus, but not his descendants. He by Sema, another way is that by Shaul, he did have progeny that became Malchus, Malachim. He'll have a Ishmaishis. It was Ishmaishis, the son of Shaul, who had Malchus for 2 years, may say, Ma Shiny Shaul, the Afilu Begadei Lokayim. That's different. By Shaul, he was really right for it, and something happened that should be Neka from him. Get a Rabbi Lazar, the Amar of Hanina, Mishosha, Paiskim, Gadul of Yoda, Paiskim, Laya, Lazaro, at Saifkal, Adiris. When there is Gadula, they pask it for him, and for all generations, Shenemar, Leigvel, Mitzadik, Enav, there's Melachim Lakisei, and Aval Pikain, that the Gdula was Paschid for him. And by Shaw, what happened? He was Kibaschid. He really would have been right to be a Melech forever. But he lost it. You have to be worthy of it. Vimhigis Daito. However, it was wrenched away from him. And alright, so this of course we'd have to know. And what does it mean that Shaul was really supposed to have the Malchus completely? What happened to the Yasser Shevet the Yehuda? About a Yehuda that was supposed to be the one to do it. Now it's going to Binyamin. What would be the beer of that? But that's what the Gemara is saying us that we have. I had another problem over here with the Charei Bath. If you look at Divrei Hayamim, we find by Uzzah, the old Maisa, when they were taking the Arun from Kiryas Yarim, and they were taking it to the year David, right. It says that he went and he put his hand on the thing to get the Arun. And then it says that there was a Charei Bath, David. So what happened over there? There, Charei Bath doesn't say anything afterwards. I had a problem with this over here. No, but it wasn't. There was nothing that was expressed by the one that got angry. The Charei Bath is a reference there to David. Don't have it over here. Living there to David, there was nothing that was concretized by David's anger as a result of that. Here it says that the Charei Bath always has to result in something else. as a result of it in him expressing the wrath. I had a problem with that. I don't know. That's my right. Yeah, I don't know that. Yeah, yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, the king. No, not Moshe Rabbeinu. No, it's like a show. It's a reference to show. The other one said, yeah, alright. Yeah, 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 right, yeah, because even Yisrael, even though it, even though, oh, show Ba'achas. What? That is something, and about it requires beer. What does it mean? What's the difference? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want malchus?
Because he thought he could leave Klal Yisrael on the perfect way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It means this is not because of this. This is not because of the ambition. That's what Richard is asking. He wants to know why would it seems almost like an imperious haughty thing. What is? Well, I want to come and I want to be president. I want everybody to vote for me because I'm so wonderful. Therefore, I got the covet, the satisfaction that my lifetime I'll justify my existence over the fact that I have such a position of power and covet. That's not what we're talking, obviously, about here. When we're talking about the Indian of Malchus in Israel, we're talking about the one who's the bridge. We're talking about the one that's the bridge for bringing Hashras Hashchina to everybody, to the whole Klal Yisrael. And the one that is capable of doing it is the one that was with the Kabbal HaTorah. He says he wants it because he had, on the one hand, he's the Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the Adam Mikol Adam. He's the most humble of all people that there ever were. And now he wanted Malchus for all of his children. Doesn't fit. How do you reconcile these two things? He's the Adam, because Adam, he wants Malchus. Malchus. His humility was something which, of course, was unparalleled. On the other hand, he had the same thing, but he knew that because of the Makabal Atira, he was able to serve as the bridge, the catalyst for bringing Ashras Hashchina to Klal Yisrael. In a way where nobody else would be able to do that, perhaps.
What's that got to do with
his children? And the children in Ada. So what they would get it, that's what his hope was. That the children and son would continue with that legacy.
But how do you know they would have
the ability to be
there?
He was going to. That's part of what he was hoping. That's part of his hoping, yeah. Then he would they'd be Machadachim at that path. What happened? It didn't happen like that.
No, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
How did you take Shaul's faith
The Higgins Daito, that doesn't say it happened by Shaul. There's a reason that, like Higgins Daito, there are grounds for the Rishon to take it away.
So you love
okay. Bale Mumin, Bay Bale Mumin, now we have the Mishnah told us what? Vacation's over. The Mishnah told us whether we're talking about Balamum Kavua, Balamum Iver, the din is they're able to eat, but they're not allowed to insist, to demand the chelik in the chalukah of the Basar Kodesh. Minan Emili. I mean, yeah, they are. I misspoke. They're exceptions. Not like it's full yod. Not like it's full yod. But Bali Mumin, we go back in the Mishnah again. Bali Mumin, Bain Bali Mumin, Ivrim. They have the right not only to eat, as we said, but they also have a right to demand that a chaylik in the chalukah, not like a tful yer. Goodbye. What is it a reference? Ilachilo. Says that he can eat. So what do you have to come and tell me that? That they have a right also to demand a chalik in it. Unlike Tana. Tana also would be able to eat. But they can't go and do it. Remember, like we were talking about it? If there's a din of a kidashto, even by a kohen katan. Because of kilacham alakav makriv. So because of that, that's mikidashto. That's why the Magen Avraham says that there's no mikidashto by a kohen katan, and that's why it's a kasha from Balmum, from Kineger's kasha. Kineger's kasha. Ilach asanachla. Ela lachaluka. Tanya Yidach. Kol zachal the rabbis balei moment. Lubai. And here again we have another price of the same thing. Also, Shiyachal Eidli Elatam. Another price that we learned this way. El Shiyachal Eidli, maybe I would think that the only one that has a right to demand a chalik is only a tam, not a balmum. Elatam, Vinasa balmum. Maybe it's only somebody that originally was okay, then he became blemished. Balmum Meikaro, how do you know that? Even if he was born with some
congenital
mum, Gabud Leimar, Kol Zachar, Tanya Yinach, Kol Zachar, the Rabbis Balmum, Lubai, and again another brisa we have, Ilah Achila Rekvar Nebri, Ilah Achila Bechaluka Rekvar Omer. It says also, in light of the way we're saying it, we have a drasha that tells us, covers all the bases over here. We have it for eating, for chalukah, and even for a balmum meikara. Shiyachol, ein li ela balmum kavua. Interesting svara, a different kind of a svara. Maybe the only one that has the right to demand the chalik is only one with a balmum kavua, a permanent mum. Balmum oimer b'nayin. How do you know that even a balmum oimer is going to be okay tomorrow, be all right? How do you know he has a right to go with the bandit even today? Let him wait. Be slave of someone who can't wait. He's doomed. He's never going to get it anyway, so let him get it now. Somebody who's going to be okay tomorrow, so let him wait today. That's why there's more of a reason to give it to him than to give it to the Balmum, Kavua. No, Rav Rashi, I would love to say the Yisrach, so goodbye to Chamina. Kitabeg. Why Kitabeg? Maybe it's like it's a Batameg. Kamadulo Tahar. Lo achil, av hai nami, kama de lo misakin, maybe comes by that he's not healed. Maybe he doesn't eat. Maybe let him wait. So let him contain himself until tomorrow. This way for the time being. It's a one day thing that he has to wait. No one has to be such a, has to get it right away, but he wants. Go back to the Lord that we don't say. That's the sir. What? Now, Kol Sheino Roy. Now, what else? Let's go back again to the Mishnah. Mishnah tells us, Kol Sheino Roy La Vaina, Eino Chaylik Mabasar. If he's not ready to do the Avaina, he doesn't forget the snack and the chaylik and the basar. Kol she'ein lo b'basar, ein lo b'ayres either. Yeah, so if he's not ready to go do the Avaina, he doesn't get a chaylik. in the basar of the carbon. Hello, what do you mean? Maharei Malmum, we just got finished saying. But a Malmum, you tell me the rule is, tell me about, you just told us, Kulo Roila Avaida Chayla. Bisu, Roila Avaida Chayla, you mean the implication is that if he is Roy for Avaida, he is Chayla, the busser of the country. What do you mean, I Hare Tame, the Korbanis Tzibor? He's royal to do the Avaida. Tame is able to go do the Avaida by a carbon seeper. He's right to go do the Avaida there. And Aval became the Eidon Chaylik. Roy Lachilik Omar. What it means is he has to be Roy Lachilik Omar. If he's Roy Lachila, then he'll be Chaylik. What do you mean? Bahrei Cotton? The Roy Lachila, the Eidon Chaylik. What happened? We talked about a cotton. But this Roy Lachila, the Eidon Chaylik. Oh, like Tony, don't think about that already, you never said. You're being medayit too much from the Mishnah. You can't extrapolate from the Mishnah from what it said here. Say the right, can't admit because there are times, even if he is, right to eat, sometimes he'll get, sometimes he won't get. Maybe he will get, even if he's not right. I mean, even if he's, in the case where he's not right to do the Avaida, it doesn't mean necessarily he's not going to get. You're coming and you're being medayit. Bahare Kutten, the Roy Lachil is Roy Lachila, but Alpha Bikain, he's not Chaylik. Yeah, it's, you can be Roy Lachila, and Alpha Bikain, he won't, because of whatever reason, necessarily be Chaylik. Sometimes he will, sometimes he won't by a Kutten, but it's no ironclad rule that the Mishnah tells us. You're only inferring it from the Mishnah. Hashta Adasis Lahachi, once we're saying that you can't make Diyukim from the Mishnah, so you might as well say the same thing originally by the first kasha. The island can you ever make karev? What are you asking? Ibishum Tameh. What are you asking about Tameh? He's right to do the Avaida. And Alpha became he's not Chaylik. Yeah, that's possible. Tameh Lankatani. It didn't say this way that in the case of Tameh. You're only being Medayakit. So your Dik is not a correct Dik. Sometimes he can have it, sometimes he can have it, then he'll be right to do the Avaida, and Abba Bikain, he won't be right to be Chaylik. Ah, you're going to ask. Maybe Shum Balmum. What happens by Balmum? The Balmum, because he's not right to do the Avaida, and he is Chaylik. And of course, Rachman and Ravya, that's an exception to the rule, for then we have Exerosakos. Afilu Tame Nawa. Afilu Tame Mishas Rika. Mishas Rika Stamim. Vitar Mishas Hekta Chalavim made a Chalik. That's already a Chiddush. What we have is Afilu Tame Mishas Rika Stamim. And he's tar at the time of the Haktara of the Emurim. Ain't no Chalik. He is not Chalik. What?
Zrika.
No, the other way, you mean. Avila Tame, Mishas Zrika. Bitar, Mishas Sekta Halavan, he's not good. Oh, yeah, no, I'm receiving more, no. No, I'm not asking, maybe we see the Hatar, Mishas Zrika, Stamin. Bitame, Mishas Sekta Halavan. Chalik. So that would be, that is, I would be the Diyuk. That the Iker is Tame in the Zrika. Let's listen to look at Michelle. The Snad Sadia, if you're going to learn like that, the Mishnah's going to come out not like Abishol. The Sadia, Abishol, Amen. The Yailon, Eino, Eichel. Achie, Heitar, Mishas, Zrika, Achasek, the Chalavim. He has to retire from Zrika until Haktari, including Haktari. The Omakra, Hamatri, Mistab, Ashlobim, the Esachelev, the Afilo Hektech Halavim Navi Boy. You also need, in order for him to be able to eat, you have to have Haktaras Eimurim also Mitara. If he's not right to go do the Haktaras Eimurim, he's not going to be able to eat. Wait. The Oilam Eino Eichel, Achehetar, Bishas Rike, Achas Hektech Halavim. The Aragon is like the Sabakrim, Estaba Shlomim, Bisachim, Dafilu, Hefter, Chalovim, Nami Boy. What would happen? What's a Kiddush that we have here? Even if it's, if he's Tabe, Dafilu, Hefter, Nami Boy, what will happen? Pardon me? Now he's Tabe, that he's going to be Tara, that he's going to wait till the night, and he'll go and be able to eat it because it's full yayin. He won't be a problem about full yayin.
Let's say he's a.
No, then of course he won't be able to eat. But let's say that he was tar b'shasrika, and then he became tarbeg. He became tarbeg, and then he was toivol. He was toivol. Let's say he was touched the sherets. He touched the sherets, and he became tarbeg at the time of the akhtar. Then afterwards he went to the mikveh, and then he had Harav Shemesh. Yeah. What? Yeah, but they can work on by the carbon that was brought before. He could get it at night. What? No, he can eat it Yom Halilu. He'll eat it by Yom
Halilu.
No. No. The whole thing happened on the day. Let's say he was 5 o'clock at night, he touched the sherets. 6 o'clock, he was tayful. By 7 o'clock, he's completely tahar.
That's the only case he'd be
there. Here you have a case. If he was tayful, he became tamei at 5, was tayful the mikveh at 6, 7 o'clock by the shti, he's finished. Tahar. So maybe he has a chelik over there. He can't. He has to be tamei. He has to be tar from there at the beginning and at the time of the haftarah. Ma'akim is tam ashlamim is hachel diafilu hekter chalovim nami boy. Now, what about this? Boy Ravashi, nitma ben tayir mahu bishas rika u bishas haftarah boy. Let's say we have this. What happened was, a different sequence than the one that I just described. He was tar at the time of the Zrika. He then touched the sherets. And then he became... And he was tayful. And then he was tayful. Then they went... Yeah. He went and he was tar b'shazrika. After the zrika, he was touched the sherets. Went into the mikveh. Waited till Harav Shemesh. And then at night, they were back to the Emurim.
Right. Clean.
Complete?
Not complete.
So he was tar at the time of the zrika. Completely tar at the time of the Aftara. Well, then he was interrupted. Does that count or not? Nitma beitayim al bishas rika bishas aktar bo'edin v'ho'ika. Oh, Dilma. Ad sheheitar mishas rika v'ad shas hekter chalav. Take him. Now, this is an interesting thing here. We see that in order for him to be eligible to eat, he has to be right for that. What is that tar? What's the as of that tar? Of that turret to the achila. So kavod lovis katrei morim kind of anotzi achil baser, but it's that from there we have the klar over there. Is it just the seder that you need haktaras a morim and then the achila, or the haktara needs it's a haktara that's a matir. Without a big a matir, you can't eat it. You have to be shayach to the matir. It's not that's the big klar that we have in the Machlokes or Rishonim. That we have, we know that in the Seder HaDvarim, what happens? They do the Avodah, then they're Makter the Emurim, then the Kohen eats. Kol Kama, the little Biskatri Emurim, Kol Kama, that there was no Avtara, God him lo Batsi Yachli Basar. So you need Kohen the Maklim, Alam Biskaprim, fine, but you hung up. So what is that did that to Haftara? Receives the achilu. It's just in the seder of how you do the carbon, or it says an iser to eat before the haftarah. Not because you're going against the Seder. It's because, you know, there's no matir that we have, and we had Kama Rayas from Rashi's all over, from a Rambam, that it is like that. And we cleared also a Taisus Daf Mem Gimel. Because if we hold that Taisus, for example, was talking that there's a din of pigel by a murim, even though there's no din pigel, it's called a matir. So Taisus says, what do you mean? What are we saying over here? You're telling me, oh, it's a matir. It's a matir. If it's a matir, so then, how can it be pigel chal on a murim? They said, not a matir, because he said, let's say he wasn't there around. Let's say he got lost or something, so you came and did it without it. And Taisus in the end, the pastors of the Taisus tells us that it's not a matir, it's just part of the Seder, and if it's not around, so you eat it without the Akhtar of the Amur. That's the Lashon of the Taisus, the pastors is. With Kabbat Rayas, we would arrive, I mean, Parish of Rosh, in the Durham, that it was clear like this. Rashid Sukkah tells us, Kashem Shechal Shem Shemayim, Allah Chagiga, Kachal Shem Shemayim, Allah Sukkah, it's David to Chagiga, and like Rashi says, that the Chagiga is going to be mutter to eat after Akhtaris Eimurim. So bring Echad, it's also to the Yisr Hagdish until after Akhtaris Eimurim. What's it mean Akhtaris Eimurim? It's Rika. Rashi and Daftes, it's Sukkah. Over here, according to that, it's very good that we have over here. That's why over here, the eligibility to eat is totally in Haktara. It's not Stab. According to this, it's not Stab. It did in the Seder. The way it's really Mashma from that type of men give up. I'm like, but rather, it's been the other way. But it's really a Matir also.
When Rebbe says Einik Cholik, does that mean he cannot eat at all, even if someone gives it to him, or just Einik Cholik means he has no right to for the distribution? What does it mean Einik Cholik?
By which one?
Like by Abba Shaul. So this guy becomes Tahar, but he's Tommy at the time of Hekta Chalavim. But he becomes tired, and he's Mar of Shemesh, and now he wants to eat. Is he permitted to eat?
The Eilam Eino Eichel. Abishol holds not allowed to eat.
No. He's not allowed to eat either.
He's not allowed to eat, actually, Heitar B'Shesh Rikavad Shasek Dechalavim.
Right.
No, because the problem. It's called an Eino Roy. Eino Roy.
Right.
He's a tummy. He's ain't no right to do that. He's not right.
Is that the case? Right, the guy is. Can Rebbe just define that if so? What happens if he does eat? It's not like someone who eats betuma.
Yeah,
the guy is tar.
He cannot eat. Achi heitar mishas rika. Let's say it was a twill yain, even. Let's say it was a twill yain.
Right. And now it's Erev. So what does he get?
Yeah. It's not like a twill yain who ate Basar Kachim.
No, that's it. A twill yain eats Basar Kachim, okay. The Rambam, what he gets is he'll get Malchus at the very least.
It's not Chayv Karis.
No. Well, the Rambam says Tfil Yayim only won't be Chayiv Karis. But regardless of what it is, it'll be Malchus. But this guy, he's Tar.
What?
This guy is Tar.
He's Tar. Remember, he's Tar.
Right. So I understand that he has no right to demand the distribution. My question is, like, we have to begin beginning of the parent.
He's saying he can't even eat.
I know. I don't know if that's. Yeah, I don't know if that's. If he was.
I can't hear you. What is that?
He said the
Gearsome. Oh, the Gearsome. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You have a. Let me see a Rambam a second.
The Rambam's in Perik Yud Halacha Chaf Aleph.
Where is it again? Where is it again?
The Perik Yud Mamaisa Kabbalah Halacha Chaf Aleph.
Yud Chaf Aleph.
Yeah, and his language is that's what alerted me to this, because he says Einoi Cholik, and I don't understand what that means.
Paul she ain't lo chelik b'basar. Yeah, I'm reading a Rava. Paul she ain't lo chelik b'basar. I ain't lo chelik b'iris. Bilu tabay. Now, if he has no chelik in the basar, ain't lo chelik b'iris. Bilu tabay b'shas rikis david. Vitar b'shas hektar halachim. Ain't lo chelik. B'basar. Shenemar. So over here, it's mashma the other way. Look at the way the Rambam says it. Kol she'ein lo chelik b'basar, ein lo chelik b'yiris. That doesn't mean he's not allowed. Oh, no, excuse me. Abafilu tamei bishas rikis damim. Bitar bishas hektar chalovim. Eino chaylek babasar. Eino chaylek babasar does not mean it's also for him to eat. He doesn't have right. A chaylek in the basar.
Which is not the words of Avishal.
Abash damim is a chaylek. Mitnei arin lo si a sheik hayam in the mana. He's entitled to a sheik hayam in the mana. Mashman over here that he's just not entitled to have a chelik.
He can't demand it. Right at the beginning of the parak, they said, well, let's say you give it to him.
No, not this. Well, yeah, you can't do that. I mean, depends who it is.
No, we're talking about a guy who becomes tar if
about a moment, if it wouldn't be for a special pasuk, you'd be able to give it to him. Right? It's even a chelik, I mean, that he's allowed him. So she's not allowed to do it. Second again. Yeah. Mashma, for the way that we're basketing over here, that he's really tar, it's just that he's not entitled to it. He's not entitled to it. That's how the Rambam is saying it over here. Okay. Omar Rabba, hi Dina, my Rabba Lossim, Rav Shemin Kamirna. This din I was mekabel from him. The Omar Bebeis HaKisei. He said it to the base. Well, how do you say it to the base HaKisei? We'll see why. Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, Gamir, the Omar, he said it to the base HaKisei. Danta ba tvul yayim. What we have over here? Danta ba tvul yayim the Omar. Let's say it's tvul yayim came. Now we have different permutations of this. Ba tvul yayim. He came with a base like he said, he came with a, it says, let's say a person came with a title. A Tvul Yayim comes, and he says the following. Tethi mi mincha the oichal. Give me a chelik in the mincha, I want to eat. I'm not going to eat now, and I'm tummed. But I'll eat later. Comes the night, so I'll be in the Tvul Yayim, and I'll become tar, so I'll eat it then. Case, let's say where you have a kayak with bringing a chatas if you want. The chisicha mechatas Israel, makay shehura kaychacha b'minchascha. Eino din shadichacha b'minchas Israel. Avad, I'm going to be machir. What's his reference to? The din is we all know. Person has to bring a carbon. He has to give it. The Israel brings a carbon. He gives it to the Mishmar. The Israel, obviously, cannot go do the Avayit himself. But a Kohen that has to bring a carbon, let's say a Kohen has to bring a Chatos. When he comes and he says, I know you people, you're part of the Mishmar. I'm from a different Mishmar, and it's not my week. I don't want you to do it. I want to go do it myself. He has the right to do that. And when he does it himself, he eats the busser, he takes the R. Even though normally the R is divided up amongst the kahanim of that mishmar. where the meat is divided up amongst the Kohanim of that Mishmar. Over here, it's not like that. A Kohen goes and he brings his own Chatos. He has a right to go and demand that I want to have the right to bring it. I want to eat all the meat myself. And I don't want, I want all the yard myself. He has the right to it. It's a Pasek. The Gemara darshes it in Bava Kama. And then, and so, it's over there. Let's say we have 10 limim in Mincha. And I'll eat it. That my kayach, or your kayach, is great when it comes to a chatos. And Avon became, if you're Tzvil Yayim and somebody else brings a chatos, you're not entitled to it. Makam shehura kayachacha b'minchaska. Why is it hura kayachacha b'minchaska? Because a kayin never does minchas, kayin does it, nobody eats. Get it? Kula kolio. Ain't a dish of licha b'minchas Yisrael. Umayim l'chisayim b'minchas Yisrael. You know why? Shekeshein shiofek kaychi. Kach yofek kaychacha. Kadicheini b'mincha. You know why I have a kayach? It's maybe we all have a kayach to do that. Hey, what are you going to do? You're going to be madchik me b'mincha. Shekeshein shiofek kaychi. Kach yofek kaychacha. You know, nobody eats. Nobody eats. It's hard to come right for achila even.
Right back there.
So here we have our Rehu Aimer says, Lakaya, that's Makrivaisa. He'll get it. You want to eat it? Come and be Makrivit. You can't do it. Tedley, you can't do that, then you don't get it. What about he says the following? Tedley Mechatas Yisrael, Beyoichal. We had said by a mincha. What happens by a chatas Yisrael? You do the same thing. You have the same type of argument. I was about to you from the minchas Yisrael. You don't get a chelik of it. But I have a great kayach. Because I can go bring it whatever I want. Eino din shadichacha. I should be able to be matched you from a minchas Yisrael. No, it's a minchas, but again, I was matched you by minchas Yisrael. That it's yafik kaychi b'chatosi. Because I can go bring it. Ain't no din that I should be matched you by chatos Yisrael. Let's see the same thing, how it's going to work by Shlomit. I want to have a chelik in the shlomim of the chazav ishoik of the shlomim. V'chalom alei mababachim shiofek kaychacha v'chatoscha l'chisicha v'chatos Yisrael. You could bring a chatos whenever you want, but afa b'kein, you're not going to get it by chatos Yisrael. Makayim shehura kaychacha b'shlomim shein l'chamohet el chazav ishoik. You only get a chazav ishoik. Ain't no din. Shadichacha. Abayim dechisadi mechatas. Abayim dechisadi shikain hura kaychi. Ain't so much. You know why? Maybe chatas is different. You know why you're matrik me from a chatas? Because nobody really ever gets anything. Shikain hura kaychi. Ain't so much. Vavodai. I can't give buzzer chatas to my family. Tadichaini mechaza b'shoik. Shikain yopin kaychi. Ain't so much. Vavodai. Anyway, Yatsa Tzvil Yayim, Kula Mechamura Val Roshay, the Tzvil Yayim will go out, he's not going to be able to demand any chelik at all, with all of his kulis and all of his covers on his head. Ayna Miyamino, Bechuse Kapara Mismailai, he's the Tzvil Yayim on his right. He has all his chumras of Aydan. From his left, he has Mechusa Kapara, who also he can't attend on eat. What? There's another thing that he would have a right to come and say also. Tethi mebachar v'yoichal.
This whole discussion
is in a thing. Mishun diomalei. Umaba makayim. Eitzol noshay ve'avodai. Dachisicha v'chatas Yisrael. Makay. She'yafe kaychi. Mebachar. Dekula didihu. He. Eino did. Where it's all my. Eino did. I should be matchikil. What are you going to do? You're going to be mad like me. We're all the same. What are you going to say over here? Me bechor. Shekishem shiyafe kaychacha. Kach yafe kaychi. No, the Enoch Parach may be Xiv, and the Sarum Lakayan has Irek. Because it was Sarum Yelach of Xiv, says it, but maybe it's not the Sarum, maybe the Bussing goes to everybody, Xiv. Abil Lakayan Acher. Mechi Aminachi, what do you mean? Mohammed Rabbah, Mabachadam, Rabbi Echam, Chabachamot, and Lahar. Who's been back in space? Can you say, how does something take place? The lights are shining. Something about Reinach and Abi. You weren't allowed to, but sometimes it's uncontrollable. The Makam Ardis, it's mutter, and therefore, that was the reason why it happened. We'll pick it up, but maybe say a couple words about this, maybe not. But maybe Hashem tomorrow we'll.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.